Good morning. Good to be here. I always enjoy getting back to Albuquerque and getting back to this is my home church. And I live, those who may not know me, I did live here for 7 years in New Mexico and was the state director. Wonderful years. And then God sent me to Asia Pacific. So what I'm going to do, I like to show pictures because pictures speak louder than words. And sometimes I get to talking too much. I am on a time limit. So if I don't finish what I have for now, we'll do it in church. If I finish what I have now and start more, we'll start it. I've got three ready to go. So anything can happen. Now, the first few I'm going to show you, you probably saw the last time I was here. But I don't imagine everyone would remember all the pictures. And since I... just leading up to my retirement and then on. That's what this one is going to be about. So we're going to start with, I got to get my little thingy up here working. We're going to start with 2023. And since you've seen these, I'm just going to kind of say the country, and then when we get to 24, I'm going to talk a little bit more. So this is Cambodia, that group of young people I started teaching 20 years ago, and they are still serving the Lord and still going strong. And then this is the Philippines. We have a lot of ministry in the Philippines. It's a very big place. Vietnam, good ministry there. You have to be very careful because it still is a communist country. And then this is Myanmar. I'll talk more about Myanmar later. But I just remind you about these four young ladies here in red. They came down from the northern part of Myanmar, because they wanted to see me. But because there's so much trouble in Myanmar, when it turned night, they had to stop wherever they were on the road and just sleep there, because too many bombs, landmines, bombs in trees, and everything. And just a week ago, one of the pastors was arrested there, but he has been released. Lots of trouble in Myanmar, and we just need to really pray for the people. Everything they say is by God's grace. We will do this by God's grace, and that's the way they live and serve. And they love the children, and they train. They have trainings all the time. You know, originally I went there to do training. Now the people are trained. But wherever they are, they're telling the gospel to children. So this young lady here is sharing the gospel on the beach, and the other one is sharing the gospel wordless book. One of the ladies saw my bag coming in, wordless book colors, tells a wonderful story. So wherever you are, you can teach. And this was Philippines. This was another CMI. So when I say CMI, that's our Children's Ministries Institute. So you may hear those letters several times. But it's our highest training, and it's the training that workers have to take to become full-time workers. This is in Fiji, and the young man sitting next to me has now become the missions director for the world. So he is now at our headquarters here in Warrenton, Missouri. He's a marvelous young man. He just very, very strong in the Lord and what he does. And this is Laos. I don't show too many pictures from there, but just so you get a picture of some of the people, they, when I first taught them, everything was so new that a lot of things we had to repeat. So it was one time I could not give them a diploma. I said, we got to come back and do a little bit more so we can carry on. This is Mongolia. They have lots of babies, and wherever the mothers are, the babies are. And in this picture, you see two. Sometimes we had three. And Mongolia is an interesting country, and I told you this story before, but I just want to tell it again. In this picture is young people, and the pastor is usually my interpreter, and he asked me to come and speak about missions to the young people. And I'm so glad that I knew some things about the religions around in there. And so after I had shared, I said, do you have any questions? And the first question was, what did your parents say when you believed in Jesus? Now, that was a hard question for me to answer because I was saved at age 4, and my mother led me to the Lord. But these kids want to be saved, and their parents will not let them. But the last time I saw the pastor, I asked about the children, and most of them now have received the Lord. So that's an exciting part to this story. And then this was an Indonesia class that we had people from 3 different countries, which we don't often do, but they all speak Bahasa. And Bahasa is a little different country to country, but it is a common language they can speak. And then this was the beginning of my retiring, and they had just something special at our regional conference. Then it was on back to Mongolia again. The babies are growing, but they're still coming. Then Thailand for an instructor's course. So if you see IOT, that's instructor of teacher. And that's what I am doing. Most of the time I am training instructors, so those instructors can train others, and those others they train then can teach the children. So it's a ministry process. This is Timor-Leste, and lots of young people. And I was there very early on when we began the ministry in Timor-Leste. If you do not know where Timor-Leste is, it's the island that has Timor-Leste on one end, that is independent, and the other end is Timor, and it belongs to Indonesia. And that's a lake. This is one of my favorite pictures, because we're walking on the lake, but it's dry season, and the lake is dry. And these children would just come running. Couldn't talk to them, couldn't speak the language, but the missionary was with me. She took this picture, and they would talk and talk to her, and many of them would come to Good News Club, just the little village children around there. Korea, often big classes in Korea, and then they started putting special emphasis on CPC, that's Christmas Party Clubs. And around the world, they have a goal. I can't remember what the goal is at the moment. But in Thailand, and this is just one area of Thailand, they had 104 participants from 49 churches. And their goal was to have 100 churches and Christmas party clubs in 100 schools. And this was in the Chiang Mai, Chiang Rai area. And they just reached lots of children. They had 63 seminars where they trained, 1,802 volunteers trained, and 1,151 children reached. That's just in one little spot in Thailand. Then that year, I went to Palau on my way back to the States. They had already done their training, and then we had a farewell. Now, this picture was not in the last time I showed you, but I thought, you need to see these young ladies. These are Filipino ladies. The one in this end over here, she was a school teacher, and she came back to the Philippines to take CMI, our institute, and all of these girls were classmates, and there was one other one. So when Leia went back for a teaching position, she married a Palawan. And then she invited her 3 friends to come to Palau, and they all married Palauans. The one that's not in this picture, her husband had died already, so she was back in the Philippines. But these 4 Filipino gals all living in Palau, small island, but all serving the Lord there. And then that year, 23, I came back to the States, and I was able to go to the end of the year. They had spiritual renewal for the CF staff at headquarters. That's the president, and all the missionaries had gotten a plaque, but I was far, far away, so I didn't get it, so they presented it to me then. The lady in the back on this side is the one that I trained to take my place. So now she's the one that goes place to place. The one in front of me is the one that was my first choice, and then she retired before I did, so that didn't happen. All right, now we come to 2024. And 2024 began again in Cambodia. Almost every year I went to Cambodia first. And then Philippines again. And then all of our training for the country of Laos, We do not train inside the country. We bring them outside the country, so they leave the capital city, come about 30 miles into Thailand. And there's a building that's been built there just for them to use. And so I seldom ever went into Laos. But one time we had a few extra days, and so I said, can we come into the country? So we went into the country. It is a beautiful, beautiful country. And it was just an amazing time. That's the capital city there where I'm in the picture. And then we came back in and did TCE. Then I came home and still, you know, COVID days, we started Zoom training. And some countries, because they're so vast, even Taiwan, you know, they've got all their chapters and it's all around. It's so difficult to get people together. So we still do a lot in Taiwan by Zoom and Mongolia by Zoom. So those are Zoom pictures, so you don't see the people too much, but a lot being trained. Then went back and did Malaysia and Macau. From Macau, I went to Japan. Now, again, COVID just pretty much shut Japan down. All the workers were not able to keep teaching. And if in 5 years you do not teach, you lose your certification. So I needed to go. We brought all the teachers, all the instructors I'd trained through the years, and I did an update for IOT1 and IOT2. I started at 9 in the morning, and I taught all the way through until 3 or 4 or 5 in the afternoon. The two gals on this side were my interpreters, and the older couple with me on the other side, that's Fred and Jane Tanaka. One was born in Canada. One was born in the U.S. They are Japanese. They have given their lives there. And Jane, just a few months ago, went to be with the Lord. But even though they're in a rest home there now, they would still come to the office every day for 2 or 3 hours and do what they could do. That is dedication. Just love that couple. And Fred's health's not too good either. Then we went to CMI. Usually I do not spend 3 months in a country. But Judong, the young man that I introduced you to a minute ago, he had never run a CMI or be in charge. And the national director is pretty much in charge. I'm in charge of the education. They're in charge of everything else. So I was there for 3 months. And we have a nice big building. A U.S. missionary built a nice big building so we can bring people in from all of the islands. So this particular CMI, we had students from Fiji, Solomon Islands, Papua New Guinea, New Zealand, Philippines, and Tonga. So they're all together, all these island people, and having CMI. The little girl up there in the corner, she's 5 years old, I think, and we were doing open air. And her mother was there. Had three children. One of the team stopped to talk to them. And this little girl, the mother said, she memorized Psalm 23. So she quoted all of Psalm 23. And we just, you know, all these big people standing there watching her. And she just quoted Psalm 23. It was beautiful to see. But her mother was teaching her at home. You don't find that too often in the island countries. Then from there, I went to Australia, and I may have mentioned this. I saw something I'd never seen before, and I didn't even know it existed. Do you know what this is in this corner over here? A road train. It's a road train because it's way in the outback. There's no railroad, so it's trucks. And this one happens to have four sections behind it. Sometimes they have as many as six. So they're called a road train, and they just go back and forth with the ore. There's lots of mines back in there and lots of supplies that need to be taken in and out. Of course, koalas. You can't go to Australia without seeing a koala and the golden fields and the little wallaby. And then the reason I went there, and COVID stopped this, and I was afraid I wasn't going to get to do it. I had never been to the outback to be with the children. And this is the children. They were at a Christian school. And their mother, not their mother, the principal of the school I had trained in Perth. Now, I have to tell you a story because it's amazing. God is amazing, and sometimes there's sad things that happen. This school teacher, the principal, had to go to, I think she was in Brisbane or someplace. She flew back into Perth, and then she stayed with the director there, and then we were going to drive up. Well, when Sue invited her to come, she did not know that she was sick, and she had a terrible cough. So we're in a car together for 6 hours, and she's sitting in the back seat coughing and coughing and coughing and coughing. When we got back to the where she lived, the first thing she did was check, and she had COVID. So Sue has had her mother in the hospital, and her father had a stroke, and she just needed to stay in good health. So we prayed and prayed and prayed that she would stay healthy. But before we left, she had COVID. And she had to drive back to Perth. I did not think we were going to make it. Boy, I was really praying. And I thought for a while I was going to have to get out and drive, which I didn't really want to do. But she really, really got sick. So another 6 hours in a car with somebody with COVID, and I still never got sick. I've never had COVID in all these years. And I've been around so many students. I mean, it still comes up. My two that I was training, they both got COVID in Philippines 1 year. They were both sick, and we were sharing the same bathroom and just little hallway between us. But God just protected me, which is wonderful. So these are the little Aboriginal children out in the outback. And when I had finished sharing, I was just outside and I was looking at pictures. I mean, looking at flowers and taking pictures, which I love to do. And a little girl came up and she said, "I've been thinking a lot about God lately. And I just think I want to believe in him." And I said, "Well, do you want to do that right now?" And so I had the privilege of leading this little girl to the Lord. Not in the classroom, but out on the school ground. And it was the most beautiful, beautiful, you know, sometimes when you counsel a child, there's just special things to remember. And she is one of those children. Oh, I think I hit the wrong button. All right, now, after that, I had a few free days, and I have to have some place to go. So I called I wrote the national director in Thailand, and I said, "Could I come and stay in the office for a few days?" And she said, "Sure." So then they decided to take me out one day. Do you know what this is in this corner? Anybody have any idea? It's the bridge over the River Kwai. And the cemetery is where so many young Americans and British and I think even a lot of German young men, different ones, are buried. And then Thailand has delicious food. And wherever you go, they love to eat. So we just had a great, great meal there, just lots of fun. And then the lady in the middle here, she is Japanese. And she and her husband had come to Thailand, and they were missionaries there for over 50 years. Her husband has died. This is Mrs. Morimoto, and she is a prayer. She prays for me every day. She's going to be 100 soon, 100 years old, and she's still living there. Now, this is just some more pictures of the bridge. The train still runs. You can walk across the bridge. But when the train comes, you have to get off the bridge. And they do give you a warning. And then this tree is over 450 years old. It just spreads forever. And, of course, sugarcane fields. Thailand's a beautiful country. Now, the reason I needed to stay there for a while is because we were having our national directors' meetings in Korea. And this is where they did my farewell. And I don't know how they dug up that picture you see behind. That picture was taken here in New Mexico just before I left in 94 for my prayer card. I thought, wow, that was very interesting. So all the directors gave me a gift. I didn't know who gave what because they all just came up, and then the president prayed for me. And then this is just the whole group of the national directors, the top one. The bottom picture, the one here, I think there's a little red thing here. Yep. This one, was a class in Malaysia, and they just had a big map there. So we just posed in front of the map one day, and it was just kind of a fun picture. And then this one I did, they wanted me at their national director's, their country's conference, and I couldn't go, so they had me do something by Zoom. So Zoom is good. Then went to New Caledonia. Now, New Caledonia is French, and they all speak French. The director speaks French. He's from France, but the island people are French. It's a beautiful place, but the young people decided they wanted independence from France. They burned buildings all over that island, and just two houses from the CEF home, they had burned. Everywhere we went, you just see burned out buildings. I think now they've got things quieted down. But we were having Christian Youth in Action training. He had never done it. He said, Jan, please come and help me. And it was a wonderful time with the young people. Then it was back to Thailand. And I just put in some of the things that's so fun about Thailand. Food. I mentioned food before. They have the most different kinds of fruit, delicious fruit. Mangoes, oh, mango and sticky rice. Have you ever eat mango and sticky rice? Ay, it's delicious. And then they have all these desserts. The one in the middle is dragon fruit. And there's two colors of dragon fruit. And dragon fruit's a good food for you. This gal up here has been my interpreter for almost the whole time I have been in Thailand. And then you see the one girl teaching. This building is just down the road. Whoops, hit the wrong button. Let me go back and get this one. This Buddhist temple just down a block from the CEF office. And this is the king's garden. And, of course, temples all over. And Bangkok is a big, big city. And this is the river that runs right through. Very muddy that day. But I just put this one in for fun. Do you know what that is? That's a raccoon. And that's a dog. Have you ever seen a raccoon and a dog together? They were just nuzzling together. I thought, oh, I have to take a picture of that. And I have to put it in. Then this was my last time in Korea. And I celebrated my birthday in Korea almost every year for the last 20 years. And so it was birthday and farewell there. Then from there, I went to Singapore. Now, this is not the picture in Singapore, but these are the Singapore people. It's a different organization. But I worked with them through the years at a Chinese seminary in Singapore. And the people were from China. So we had students from China who came. And the principal loved CEF, the principal of a seminary. He was called principal, which is very interesting. But he loved CEF. And he always wanted his students to know how to teach children and how to train people. So he had this team, and I would go with them every year. And then he got old and his brother took over and things changed, but beautiful. Now we're to 2025. 2025, I am retired, I think. Oh, maybe it was June 2025. So this was before. There was a few things I needed to do. So I went to some of the islands and we started in Tonga. These three men are pastors. These three men would sit down on the floor with little tiny preschoolers and teach them. It was just so much fun to see. And then these two happen to be Solomon Islands, and this is New Zealand. So the thing that happened, however, on the Sunday in Tonga, because Testu was going to be my last time there, and we were going to go out and see the blowholes and just enjoy the countryside. But she was having trouble with a flat tire. Or a low tire. So we checked and checked and checked. And so we're just driving around the city, and she had the air conditioner on, full blast. And it was blowing on me, and I was getting so cold. And finally I said, Tess, test, please, can you turn it down just a little bit? I should have done it quicker because I got sick. I really got sick. So all these countries I went to, I was coughing. I had to go to the doctor in, well, I didn't go to the doctor in Papua New Guinea. I had a doctor in class, and she took care of me for 2 weeks. She was taking care of me, but I didn't get over it. Then we went to New Zealand and was staying in a doctor's home. He said, you retired. He said, you get to a doctor. So I had to go to the doctor in New Zealand. From there, I went back to Thailand, still coughing. And Solomon Islands can't do anything. They don't have, they just don't get medicine. The people get sick and they send them home to die. And it's just, you know, Solomon Islands is kind of hard. So I couldn't go to a doctor there. But in Thailand, got back to Thailand, and I just wasn't getting better. So finally I called the leaders in one night. I said, if I'm not better by tomorrow, I've got to have to go to a doctor. I thought, wow, this is going to be a record. Go to four countries and four doctors. But by the they prayed, and the next morning I was a little better. So we didn't go to the doctor. So this is Papua New Guinea in this corner. These are some children. The president of Papua New Guinea wants the children in schools to be taught the Bible. And they were having a big teachers' meeting in one part of this church compound where we were, and we were in the other. And one day they had all the children from all the different tribes dressed up in their clothes. So there you see four of them. The bottom picture is Solomon Islands, and this is what you can look out and see from where we stay and from the office. Beautiful, beautiful country. Then it was back to Thailand. We did two courses. We did the little kids' course, but I put these in because those children are so beautiful with their teachers counseling them and teaching them from the Word of God. And this was a young man, and look how he's just holding that little fella and teaching him and reading the Bible to him. Then came back to the States and did some more instructor's courses by Zoom. That's Mongolia. Mongolia is so vast that a lot of times she just wants it by Zoom. Then every month we would have an Asia-Pacific regional staff meeting. So this was one of the last staff meetings I was in. And then I put these pictures in. These are very interesting. The family on this side, this is Mongolia. This mother has raised seven children. She lost one. And just after we'd had a CMI, he was the cutest little guy. She finally got a little girl. This boy is now in the army, and he could interpret. So these families, you know, the children grow up, and they become interpreters. This family, they were missionaries to Indonesia. This girl grew up and became my interpreter in Korea. And then this is just in Timor-Leste, and this is one of the Korean missionaries that went there. But through the years, because I've been there so long, I just watched all the families grow up. And when I was leaving, I kind of laughed, and I said, you know, to the young people that will come, I've lived in Asia longer than you have, which is true. I wasn't there all the time, but I lived there longer than they did. And then Taiwan, we did, again, by Zoom, a junior youth challenge. And that's where we train them how to teach the older children. So Good News Club, there's little kids, then there's Good News Club, and then there's the junior youth. So we try to teach all those. And then we have CYIA, where we teach them to serve the Lord. Then we had international conference. So this is just a better picture. This is the gal now, Loretta. She's the one that's taken my place. This is Tess. And this is the Tongan flag. I'm going to show you another picture later because I have worked with her from the first year I was there. And, you know, we've grown old together. And this little gal from Timor-Leste. And this is Papua New Guinea staff. And they gave me a beautiful picture for retiring. Then I did a TCE one for New Mexico. By Zoom. Very interesting. And then, am I supposed to quit at 10 or 10:15? 10:15. Okay, shoo. good. So then I went back. Now I am retired. Now I've retired. I've gone back and Philippines. We did 5 weeks in Philippines, but one of those weeks I went to Mongolia. So we did little kids. We did instructor of course one. We did instructors of course two. And then I had to put these in. The building faces west, and that window, that's a window. And I just stood there and took a picture through the window because the sunset was so beautiful. And the other one was when I was taking my walk. And these two young ladies on this end were in the last institute class that I taught, and they are just really involved and hopefully going to be able to do a lot of help in the region. And then they gave me a surprise. And I had no idea. Now, you know when you do birthday parties for people and you try to surprise them and somebody always leaks it or something. Not a soul leaked this. And we had gone out to take our group photo. We always take a class photo. But we did it outside. And then we were starting to just go in. It's just going to be our evening meal. But Loretta, that has never done this, she stopped me and she said, oh, look at these pictures. Look what I got. And then when she finished, another gal stopped me and said, oh, look at these pictures. And I thought, I'm just trying to get back in the building. They'd never done this before. Well, when I got back in the building, the reason they weren't quite ready, and they had this big tribute meal, and if you can see, it spells J-A-N-I-C-E, and each one said something on the back of it. And this gal was probably one of the first people I trained there, and then this was the class that we was teaching. So they just did a nice little tribute. It was kind of fun. Then I went to Mongolia. It was just for 1 week, and it was not to teach. It was to celebrate their 30th anniversary of CEF. Now, Mongolia is a very young Christian country. It was just about 30 years, 35 years is all there have been, you know, Christian missionaries came in. And so they were having their 30th anniversary. Now, whenever I go to Mongolia, Bayama just thinks I need to do everything. So first of all, she said, you're going to share in church Sunday morning. So this is a ger. You can't quite tell it is. But you know what a ger is? It's the round building, kind of like a hogan, but it's round, not eight-sided. And they have people live in them, they have church in them, and they do all kinds of things. This is my interpreter that I've worked with for years and years. That was that pastor. This is the snack for the day. Anybody notice anything about this? Anything just hit you when you look at it? It's the wordless book colors. Is that clever? So you've got gold. You've got dark, red, clean, green. I thought it was very clever. And then this older lady, and I'll probably see a picture of her again. This older lady has been in every class I have ever taught in Mongolia. She lives way out. She has to bring the train probably 24 hours or more just to get in. She never has missed a class that I taught there. And that's the director in the middle of us there. And then this man up here is a Korean missionary, and they're the ones that came and started CEF. And so Bayarma was one of their first workers, and so I've known her for all these years. It's just beautiful to see her growing. And so Mongolia is a very different country than other countries. This is some of their music, some of their dress, just to give you a little idea of what they look like. And then we had a retreat for the workers. And we went way out in the countryside. Of course, they stayed in gers. This is nighttime, so that's a ger. And this is that lady again. And these are some of the workers. And the first day of the retreat was teaching and sharing. The second day was supposed to be touristy and do fun things. Well, it poured rain. But this is one of the fun things. It's Turtle Rock. It looks just like a turtle. And it's just big. So we got out to take a picture in the rain. And then we went to town and we had a nice, nice meal. So this is a very common food for Mongolia. They eat a lot of meat. They eat a lot of fat. And the reason is because it's very cold and it keeps them warm. So in Mongolia, you eat meat. Most of the countries, you don't eat meat, but they eat meat. And they also have fermented horse's milk, which I did not like. I did try it once, but I don't like it. And this just shows some of the workers and the director. Then I went back to the Philippines, and just very close to the office is this beautiful waterfall. All the years I've gone there, and I'd never seen that waterfall. But the staff went out one evening and on the weekend, and we went there. And then I put this picture in because this, whoa, shoot, did that again. This is a river, and see all these? Those are seaweeds, and they just float down the river. So you can just stand there and watch, and all these different pods of green are just floating down the river. Very interesting. Then the last country on my way home was Guam. Now, you might wonder, why did I put a butterfly picture in? I saw something I'd never seen. You know, God's creation is absolutely amazing and wonderful and marvelous. And the trees outside our window was loaded with these butterflies. And then they would just all flutter up. You'd see this black cloud in the sky from all these butterflies. And I finally got one that sat still so I could get his picture. Guam is a very interesting country. A lot of World War II history in Guam. And the beautiful sea. The board put me in a little hotel right by the sea. That was my view. And could go out and take a little walk in the morning and the evening. I don't know if you can see the rainbow in there. Can you see the rainbow? Yeah, beautiful. God's creation. Then when I got home, I went to a little Sunday school that these children have prayed for me all the years I've been gone, I think. Of course, it's new children because they keep growing up. And so the teacher had me come and share with them. So this is Montezuma, Kansas. So come around the world back to Montezuma, Kansas. Now, let's see. I've got 5 minutes. Let's see what we can do in 2026. I'll stop and I'll continue in church if we don't get to the end. So now I am fully retired from the time we started in Philippines in 2025. Okay. I still have one teaching to do this year. And then I think no more. I think no more. So this year has been very interesting. I left in early January, landed in Australia, and it was 107.5 degrees. Now that is hot. But we got on the ferry and went to town. So that's where we went. And of course you have the beautiful opera house there. And that's the Three Sisters. But in the middle, if you can look, this was our class. And four of these students were from Mongolia. Is that amazing? But they had left the country. A lot of people need to get out of Mongolia because it's so bad right now. And they had gone to Malaysia, and then they had come to Australia. And they have a little church, and they're very active, and they wanted to know how to teach the children. The young lady, this one, is in charge, and then these are young men, just young people, but oh, they loved the Lord, and they were good students, and they just were teaching. They just wrote and told me that they were teaching. Australia is beautiful. I just have to throw in a little beauty once in a while. You've got the Harbour Bridge, you've got the city, you've got the Opera House, and you've got God's creation of plants and animals. This one over here is called the Bird of Paradise. Can you see a bird? It's a flower. I don't know what this one's called. It has a special name. I just can't think of it at the moment. And the birds, you just, you know, the birds are amazing. Beautiful, beautiful. Now, when I was to go from Australia to North Carolina, do you remember the big blizzard that came in? Covered 2,000 miles of the U.S.? So first of all, they canceled my flight out of Australia. Then I got out of Australia, and I was supposed to go straight to North Carolina, but they had to cancel because they had snow in North Carolina. So I went back to Sterling, Kansas, where I have my little retirement house. But I was to fly that weekend. So about Thursday, I think, or maybe Wednesday, the one in charge of the training called and said, another storm is coming in. We got to get everybody there before it hits. Come. So I had to change my ticket again. It's one of the first times I've ever had to change a ticket so many times. But we got there, and that day we all got there just before the snow hit, and it snowed 24 inches. Now that's unheard of. Now this picture is not actually in North Carolina. The people are from North Carolina, but we've just gone over the border about 6 miles, and we're in Virginia at a camp. So that was kind of interesting. Then when I got back home, I did another Zoom training for New York City. And the young man, this young man, is Korean. I taught him in Korea probably 30 years ago. 25 years ago, and now he's a director in New York City, and he said, Jan, I need help. Will you help me? So I said, sure. And then I had another missionary conference. It was called Go and Tell back in Montezuma, Kansas, just this year, and the children, these are just beautiful, watching the children. They're studying and practicing and thinking. Oh, let's see. Let me get another picture here. Oh, no. I thought I had another one. Maybe it's another one I'm going to tell. So they're learning how to go and tell. Then I went straight from there to international headquarters. Now, if you've not been to international headquarters, this gives you a nice picture. There's a little lake there. There's two little lakes there. And this is the two different lakes. And the in the center here is the world with around the world, around the world in 80 days. I can't remember what it says. And they fly a flag from every country. Every week it changes. But it's beautiful. It was the end of April, and it was beautiful. And so we were training people, and I brought the list so I could remember to tell you where they're all from. We had students from Dominica, Kosovo, Brazil, Gambia, Fiji, Canada, South Korea, Angola, Philippines, Marshall Islands, Bosnia and Herzegovina, Bermuda, and Germany. And it was tremendous. I loved being with them. They were the national leaders, and so it was called NDI, National Directors Institute, and it was just a wonderful time being with them. So here's some of the students, some of the staff. You can just see the different, those are the three young men from India, from Europe, and they were delightful. Then I had just returned from Marshall Islands, and I will have to tell you about Marshall Islands in church. Thank you for listening, and I've got lots of stories about Marshall Islands, so just hang tight. We'll carry on. Thank you.